Welcome to Recruiting Daily's Use Case Podcast. We're live at SHRM22, the world's largest gathering of HR professionals. We're pulling back the curtain on the industry's hottest recruiting technology. Now, here's your host, William Tincup.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is William Tincup, and you are listening to the Use Case Podcast. Today we have Mike on from Factory Fix, and we'll be talking about the business case or the use case for why his prospects and customers pick Factory Fix. So Mike, why don't we do this? Why don't we do introductions first? Introduce both yourself and Factory Fix.
Sure. Yeah. My name is Mike Schaefer, and I'm the Vice President of Sales at Factory Fix. I spent a little over a decade at CareerBuilder.com in the early days of the HR tech boom.
Yeah.
And since leaving CareerBuilder, I should say, I've done a couple different startups, and I've been with Factory Fix now for 4.5 years.
Did you stay in HR or recruiting tech while you were doing the startups?
I took one break.
Okay.
So I took one break from HR.
You got out. You
got out. Got out, went to healthcare just to get a...
Somehow you made it out, but they sucked you right back in.
Absolutely.
This is what happens.
Absolutely.
People don't understand that about the industry. Just kind of... It's like the mafia. They just pull you right back in.
I mean, they're great people. How can you not, right?
It's true, actually. I'm not going to any other industry just because I love the people. So I get it. And Factory Fix, what's the problem we're solving?
So we're helping manufacturing companies get access to candidates for open jobs from production level all the way up through skilled and salaried roles. The industry, you know, just like many other industries, but probably even more so, is sort of in crisis mode right now with the number of candidates that are out there for the number of open jobs. I think the government said last month that we are at 966,000 open jobs in manufacturing, which is the largest all-time. So we're right on the doorstep of 1 million. And, you know, Deloitte had said, I think, a few years ago that by 2030, there will be 2 million job openings. And that was before the pandemic.
Right.
That's before things got wild here the last couple of years. So it's an accelerated curve towards that number, and we're trying to help companies, you know, make recruiting a little less burdensome.
Right. So would people think of you and think of Factory Fix as a kind of a talent community, talent pool, where you have both the jobs and the candidates, et cetera?
Yeah. You know, there's two main components to the platform. And the first is candidates.
Right.
We've got close to 500,000 vetted candidates in the network.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And those candidates have a profile set up that gives you a little bit more information than what a traditional resume would give you.
Right.
Information that only a manufacturing company would care about.
Right.
To the types of machines you've worked on, down to the brand level. And it helps our customers vet and screen candidates just a little bit quicker.
Right.
So that's a big piece of it. The other piece of it is our technology. We're helping our customers screen candidates so that before the HR manager looks at the resume, we're already engaging those candidates in a text thread about that job. So when the candidate qualifies as a fit for the role, I like to say we do a shoulder tap, but it's technically an email that we send to the customer to say, hey, you've got a warm lead here, and here's how they just answered these screener questions. And since they're served over cell phone,
right,
we're virtually guaranteeing you that if you call a candidate in that moment,
right,
you're going to get a hold of them.
Right.
And you know, I think one of the bigger frustrating issues in recruiting today is candidate ghosting.
100%.
They apply, and then you can't find them.
Right.
And so we're knocking that out for our customers so that, you know, they don't have to do the dirty work. And, you know, when we send a candidate, they're ready to go.
I love this feature, and for a number of reasons, but the shoulder tap, as you mentioned it, it's so let's deal with the text part and the screening part. Is that something that your customers kind of move around and they create, or do you have a library of questions, et cetera, and you build that with them?
A little bit of both. Okay. You know, there's three ways that you could do it. Customers can use their own custom questions that they would ask.
Right. Are these knockout questions, or do you think of them as knockout questions?
A little bit of both.
Got it. Okay.
So there's, you know, within our AI, you know, it's looking for sentiment analysis. So if you do have knockout questions like, hey, can you lift 50 pounds for 8 hours a day? You know, you'll get a knockout on that. And if the candidate says no, they're out. If they say yes, you know, they're in. So
I love that. Yeah. So once that happens,
yep.
then it's all positive. So now you've scored it.
Yep.
And if they've scored in the way that the customer wants to, the customer gets that shoulder tap.
Correct.
Yep. And does that go with a recommendation in terms of texting them or calling them?
Customer will get an email.
Got it.
And we do recommend that you continue the conversation over text.
Right.
Because that's how the candidate's engaging right now.
I was about to ask you, is the manufacturing in the environment, the candidates, are they mostly mobile first?
Absolutely. I mean, they're not behind a desktop computer.
Okay.
You know, they might be on a lunch break and they're holding their cell phone. And, we don't pick up our phones anymore. So when people call us, we just let it go to voicemail.
That's
so
right.
We encourage, do that text, because the candidate literally has just answered, maybe 3 or 4 screener questions, so they're going to answer that next one from you.
I love that.
Yeah.
What's your, let's buy side stuff, what's your favorite part of the demo? Because you've been in this space for a long time. You've been able to show a lot of different software. So, what do you love showing the buyer or the potential buyer?
I mean, it's that, right? Like, it's when you ask them, like, hey, what's the most frustrating part after a candidate applies? And they're always going to tell you it's the chase. It's trying to hunt them down. You know, we get these resumes. We don't even know that the candidates realize they applied sometimes. And it's getting a hold of them. So when we're able to show that, and I say, take some of the questions that you might ask in a phone screen and drop those in a text thread, so that when you get the candidate, you're already halfway home.
Right.
You're already close to the finish line with that candidate. And it's eye-opening. In our industry, a lot of manufacturing companies are decentralized.
Right.
That means you've got corporate TA that's pushing candidates to an HR manager at a plant.
Right.
She's juggling payroll. She's juggling benefits, all the new COVID regulations. And so when we take this off of their shoulder, this is the most burdensome thing that they do.
That's right.
And it's such a relief. So when they see that and they're like, oh my gosh, this is going to save me so many hours, that's the most fulfilling moment for us. When we're pitching.
So what are buying questions that you love to hear?
How do you find your people?
Okay.
Right. Good candidates are not easy to come by these days.
Right.
Right. So we work really hard through SEO, marketing strategies, email marketing, to get in front of candidates and then to deliver an experience that's slightly better than one they'd get elsewhere, like through a general job board. So that's probably the most common question we get.
It's like, question.
How do you guys find these people?
That's a good question.
They're not out there.
Because we have them.
Exactly. Boom. Exactly. Yeah,
it's a captive database. They're not on LinkedIn. They're not in these other places.
No.
So this is a great, you've got them, you've screened them, qualified them, they're there.
Yeah.
And you're engaging them.
Yeah.
Last thing, because we're broadcasting live at Sherm Annual in New Orleans, what's success for you here?
Being here, number one, like I said earlier, I worked for CareerBuilder for over a decade, and I never got to come to Sherm. And we'd always hear about it. We'd invite our clients to go see the marketing teams and whoever was showing up from the executive team. And so just to be here and to witness everything, the excitement around some of the trending topics, obviously recruiting is one of the hot ones right now. But just to be here is a victory. And we've interacted with a lot of companies here that are super excited about us and what we're doing. And so that's gravy on just the whole experience.
Well, you've got a wonderful database. I mean, a wonderful play too, because it's not a solution searching for a problem.
Yeah.
This is a real problem.
Yeah.
So, Mike, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks
Absolutely
for
appreciate
me.
Your time and your patience and being a guest on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. This was great.
Absolutely. And thanks everyone for listening to the Use Case Podcast. Until next time.
You've been listening to Recruiting Daily's Use Case Podcast, live at Sherm 22. Check out the latest industry podcasts, webinars, articles, and news at recruitingdaily.com.